He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's the May 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? Maybe a correction is beginning here. Although I just looked at charts of the indexes, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the small cap index, the mid cap index. There's been very little damage done here. I mean, we're still sitting on the 20-day moving average, which is kind of the momentum go-go moving average. That hasn't even been violated yet. So I think we just have to be vigilant going forward because we do know that there will be a correction soon. And we do know that at some point in the future, this four-year-old bull will turn into a bear. All right. So we take it day at a time. What's happening so far today? The Dow down 94 points right now, 15,199. The S&P 500 down 13 points so far, 1,637. The NASDAQ down 28 points right now, 3,431. The euro at 1.29. The 10-year yield is at 1.99%, heading back up towards that 2 level, which seems to be resistance right now. Gold is down $5.30 per ounce. Gold is at $1,386 per ounce. And oil backing off again today, down $1.05. Oil is at $93.20 as we begin a long weekend. Well, we have a lot going on here in the market today. A lot of earnings coming in. A lot of scratching of heads still about Bernanke's comments. So it's a time, as always, really, to be vigilant. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager. We're going to take a look at a lot of things today, but I want to start the show by taking a look at the big picture. You know, sometimes, many times, we get so caught up in the minutia, we fail to see the big picture. And this week, we've had a lot of events occurring. We've had IRS testimony. We've had AP press testimony. We've had Benghazi testimony. We had a 7% correction on Japan on Wednesday. We had the Fed say, maybe we're going to start pulling the punch bowl a little bit here, fellas. And lots of earnings reports. So it's been kind of a wild and a wacky week. We are in the 50th month of a bull market, which began at S&P 500 666. And it's really never looked back since then, all the way to 1639. We're up almost 1,000 points. And I've been fully invested during this four-year bull market. And I'm a market timer. I don't remain fully invested all the time. But I've never seen the signs that would call for a bear ensuing bear market. There was a couple of false warnings along the way. But they went away very quickly. And as we sit here today, I'm probably 90 to 95% invested in the market. And if you listen to my show on a regular basis, you probably know the areas that I'm heavily invested in. I'm heavily invested around anything benefiting from low interest rates, dirt cheap interest rates. I'm invested in anything having to do with a rebound, a recovery in the housing and in the real estate market. That's been very, very good to me. That's been a very good theme to follow. I've been heavily invested in the healthcare, anything regarding healthcare, because we're having 30 million new people added to the healthcare roles. That's 30 million new customers for biotechs developing new drugs, for pharmaceuticals that have existing drugs, for medical device supply makers, for healthcare providers, for nursing homes, and on and on and on. And those themes have served me very, very well. I'll be writing my newsletter this weekend, as I do every weekend. And I'll take a look. I'll give you an update. Where are we at in the big picture? Here's where we are right now, just looking at the chart. of the S&P 500 is still in a very solid uptrend. It's right now settling on its 20-day moving average. Many people, including myself, consider that to be the momentum moving average. As long as it's above its 20-day moving average, it's got the wind at its back. The market, at least for now, still has the wind at its back. It's still above its 20-day moving average. It's not even close to its 50-day, which would be more of an intermediate-term moving average. If we look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we see the same thing. We see the Dow still above its 20-day moving average, its momentum moving average. We take a look at the NASDAQ, we say this, see the same thing. If we take a look at the mid-cap index, we see the same thing. If we take a look at the small-cap index, we see the same thing. And if we take a look at just about any index you want on domestic stocks, you're going to see that everything is still above the 20-day moving average. Now, the first warning shot across the bow would be when the market started to cross under its 20-day moving average. Then you could say, well, you know what? Maybe it's time. We're going to see a little profit-taking settle in here. We're going to see a little bit of flattening out of the curve. The market that's been going almost straight up since December, a market that's carried the Dow 20% higher. I know that's hard to believe, but I think back to mid-December and I had so many people that were worried about the fiscal cliff and wanting to go to the sidelines. If you did that, it cost you a 20% move in the market unless you got back in at some point. And now a lot of people are waiting for that correction so that they can get in, but they've missed a 20% move in the market. Now, during that fiscal cliff, every week, I did the same thing I'm going to do this week. I looked at the overall big picture, the charts of the market, one. Two, I looked at the ranking of the asset classes of the market. Were the defensive asset classes starting to rise in rank? Or were the go-go asset classes remaining as the leadership in the market? I went next to the sectors of the market. And I looked at the sectors of the market to see if the defensive sectors were starting to assume leadership at the top. Or if the go-go sectors were still out there in front. And at that time, I made the determination. Well, next, I did the most important thing of all. I looked at the individual stocks on a daily basis. Hundreds of them. I say this all the time, but there's nothing that gives me a better feel for how the market is behaving and the strength of the market and the sentiment on the market than by looking at all the individual stocks in the market, as many as I can. Those are so many little bits of facts and evidence. The more evidence and the more facts you can gather, the better opinion you can make, the better decisions you can make. And at that time, I made the decision to not do anything about the fiscal cliff, to clamp down my seatbelt, to grip the armrest and ride through it if necessary. And it was the right thing to do because the market is up 20%. We've had a heck of a run here in the market. We've had a big run here at Gunderson Capital Management. I haven't had one client call me and say, "You know what, Gunderson, this is the most hated rally ever. I hear it on TV all the time. I hate this rally." No, I haven't heard one person call me and say that, "I really hate this rally, Bill. Why do you have me in this rally? I hate it. I really do." Yeah, right. Well, that's what they're saying on TV. This is the most hated rally ever. The only way, like I said, I've said it before, the only way you could hate this rally is if you're not in this rally. The second thing we know here is that this rally will come to an end at some point in time. Now, I don't know when. Where will it start to show up? In the individual stocks. I made a big, big deal out of this yesterday. So in this week's newsletter, we'll go through it all. We'll go through the same steps, the same series of facts and evidence that we do every week. We begin at the big picture. We look at the asset classes to see if there's any movement there. We see if there's any movements taking place amongst the sectors of the market to see if we should still be riding the same theme of the housing rebound and 30 million new people coming into the healthcare industry. Those have been the leading areas of the market. Throw in a little bit of the consumer stocks. and that's the potent portfolio right now. We'll see if the emerging markets are still a bad place to be. We'll check this week if precious metals are showing any signs of hope whatsoever. I've been out of precious metals for well over a year. And then we'll come to a conclusion. And in the newsletter every week, I take a look at lots of individual stocks. Because there's 25 to 30 in my aggressive growth account. There's 25 to 30 in my conservative growth account, my income account. And I have a mutual fund account for all you 401k investors. You can get my newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. Okay, when we come back, let's start weighing a little bit of evidence here. All right? We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, are there still any good stocks out there? Well, I own about 100, so I found several to buy this week. Sold a few along the way. But, you know, I continue to play this theme, and it's been a very good theme to me. And it's a theme that I still believe in very much. And that's this theme of the rebound in housing. You know, I mean, just take a look at the Case-Shiller Index. It's up about 10% nationwide year over year. You go to the Phoenix area, a lot hotter than that. You go to the Bay Area, a lot hotter than that. Is there any question in your mind? I mean, there's no way that you could say, well, real estate still got further. It hasn't hit bottom yet. No, it hit bottom maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. We pretty much called it here on the show, and I've written many articles. You can go back. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson and Housing Rebound. Just Google those names, phrases, and you'll find the articles that I wrote. I had one of the leading home builders in Southern California on my show probably over a year ago. He called it. He really is the one that called it. I was suspecting it, but I was skeptical. I was very skeptical until he came on the air with me, says, yes, Bill, this housing recovery is real. And there is a Santa Claus. No, it was real. And he was right. It's been real. It's been going up for quite some time. Now, that does not mean that you have to just invest in a home builder. Because there's lots of those. There's D.R. Horton. There's there's just one after another. Toll Brothers. There's Pulte Homes. There's a Lennar. On and on and on. And I've owned the home builders. Meritage, another one. I've owned the home builders in the past. In fact, I still have a little position in an ETF, an exchange-traded fund called XHB, which is the Building and Construction Exchange-Traded Fund. It's made up of home builders and the ancillary companies that are tied to the home builders. I also have a very large position in a mutual fund that focuses on housing and construction. And it's been very, very good to me. Indeed, I'd buy that mutual fund for the smaller accounts that I have. A lot of times people will transfer, okay, here, Gunderson, here's $110,000 that I have here in my trust. By the way, will you manage this little IRA that I have, my wife's Roth? There's $5,000 in it. Well, I'm not going to buy 25 stocks in that thing. So I'll buy a couple of the top funds that rank the highest in my ranking system, and I'll make changes along the way. And one of the funds that I have a big position in, and you can see it, I have a model mutual fund portfolio in my newsletter, which addresses those folks that have 401ks at work. And one of the funds that I own, at least here at Gunderson Capital Management, is a housing and construction mutual fund. It's done very, very well. But I also own a lot of individual stocks that are tied to the housing industry. Is there anything coming out of Washington, D.C. that's any good these days? Not much. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. Seems like it's a den of thieves back there. Anyways, there's a good little company, however, headquartered in Washington, D.C. I don't know whose pocket they're in, but they're doing well. They're a company called CoStar Group. See, you don't have to be the main star. Sometimes it's okay to be a co-star, right? What does CoStar Group do? They provide real estate information services to brokers, property owners, developers, bankers, and government agencies. That's pretty important, you know. If you're a guy that has a window glass business, you want to know who's taking out permits, right? So you can call on those folks. If you're a banker, you want to know who just bought which big tract of land to start building. You want to get in with them to help them do the loans when the homes are built. You know, on and on and on. If you're a broker, you want to know listings and whatnot. CoStar Group provides very important information to the real estate community. And things have picked up considerably in the real estate community. from almost dead to pretty robust right now, okay? So CoStar Group is sitting in a pretty sweet spot at the current time. CoStar Group is a domestic mid-cap growth stock that continues to be one of the best asset classes. This contrasts with a emerging market stock. They're not doing very well right now. Domestic mid-caps, domestic small caps are still the place to be for now. And CoStar Group resides in that neighborhood. Now, CoStar Group, through thick and thin, really, I mean, we've had a pretty dicey real estate market over the last decade. But CoStar has delivered about 17% per year to its investors, to its happy shareholders. That's triple, pretty much triple what the market has done. CoStar has delivered 20% per year over the last 5 years to its investors, while the market's delivered 3.7. Wow, it's run a few laps around the market, smiled at it every time, leered at it, you know, all that kind of stuff. Over the last three years, it's averaged 40% per year. This thing's cooking. It ain't no CoStar. Looks like a star to me. And over the last 12 months, CoStar's up 60%. You say, well, Gunderson, have you ever seen, Mr. Gunderson, a lemon that's had all the juice squeezed out of it? I don't care how hard you squeeze, you're not going to get one more drop of lemon juice out of that lemon. Well, maybe it's not a lemon. Maybe it's still a big fat orange hanging on the tree with plenty of juice in it. For that, we looked at the valuation. But before we move to valuation, let's just see what kind of a performance grade the stock gets. When I compare this stock with all the other stocks out there, 3,400 of them, it gets a performance grade of A-. Okay, now we look at valuation. Okay, I'll look at valuation, fine. Okay, when I take the current price and take a look at the current earnings estimates, which are $2.81 for next year, the analysts expect that this company in this environment can continue to grow by about 20% per year. So we take that 281. We look at it 5 years from now. What will that 281, what could it be? What could those earnings be 5 years from now? That's the expectations right now. And stocks trade on expectations. What multiple are we going to use for that stock? Well, you know what? I could teach a whole lesson. I'm going to do some webinars here in the future. And we'll do a webinar on choosing correct multiples. I've had a lot of experience that. I just rely on my experience. I was an analyst for several years writing research reports on companies. I've done thousands of valuations on publicly traded companies. Okay, so I apply a multiple. What do I come up with? 5 years from now, I come up with the stock that I think still has about 97% upside potential going forward. It gets an A value grade, an A minus performance grade, and oh yeah, that all-important stock chart, beautiful. It's beautiful. That's why we own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. Number 92 out of 3,395 stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a reminder that I'll be writing my newsletter this weekend. It goes out every single week, 52 issues a year. You can get on our weekly mailing list by going to my website, pwstreet.com. We don't sell your email address to anybody else. I'm not in that kind of a business at all. If you're interested, hey, write it every week. Here's what it has in it. It has the big picture every week. I've kept you in the market for the last 4 years. I kept you in the market during the fiscal cliff. I'm not going to keep you in the market forever. going to look for those telltale signs when this thing's starting to come to an end, whenever that is. And we're going to attempt to make money on the other side of the market through inverse ETFs, through hedging, through stocks that actually thrive in down markets. Because on a relative basis, there were a lot of big winners in 2008. I learned that as I developed the app, the Best Stocks Now app, the invention of Bill Gunderson. That's one of the top apps in the world as far as financial apps. Picking stocks is what it's all about. That's why it's called Best Stocks Now. The newsletter is called Best Stocks Now. The newsletter has some model portfolios in it. Last week, the aggressive portfolio was almost up 20% on the year. It has about 25, 30 stocks in it. What are they? You can see them. What am I going to sell this week? What am I going to buy this week? That will be in the newsletter. I have a conservative growth portfolio for you folks who drive in the slow lane of the highway in your big Buick. You're not in the fast lane in your Targa Porsche, 2 inches from the bumper of the guy in front of you. You wear conservative clothes. You don't wear a flashy sport coat and golf shoes to work. You're conservative. I have a conservative growth portfolio. It's done very, very well also this year. I have a income and growth portfolio. You walk down to the local bank and you see 10-year CD rates, 1%. 1%. Man, there's a better alternative out there. And it's not the bond market, because I think the bond market looks downright frightening going forward. No, I have other areas, real estate investment trust, real estate companies, just all kinds of different oil and gas type of things that return dividends and have also grown over the years. That thing's up 17% this year. That's got to beat the 1% down at the bank. No, there's no guarantees going forward. Yes, it's more volatile, but it's done pretty doggone good over the years. What do I own? It's right there in the newsletter. I have a mutual fund model portfolio because a lot of folks, they can't buy stocks. They have a group of mutual funds to choose from at their workplace. I help guide you through that. And I even have a basic fund portfolio for those of you who are like government employees and whatnot, and you have very limited choices. You still got to make the most of those choices that you have, don't you? So that's all in my newsletter every week at pwstreet.com. You can get on my weekly mailing list. We'll be sending out thousands of newsletters this weekend. And if you would like to have just a peek inside, I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. Again, go to my website at pwstreet.com. Okay, biotechs. Have I said lately that the biotechs have been very good to me over the last year and a half or so? Boy, have they been very good to me. One of our biggest holdings here and one of our biggest winners of all time is Gilead Sciences. You know, we were in it way early, a year ago. I don't know how much up we are since we bought it when it showed up on my Best Stocks Now radar. Now they're talking about it all the time on the financial channels. You know, they found it. They discovered it now that it's more than doubled. And we have other large positions in the biotech arena. One of my favorite biotechs right now continues to be a mid-cap company. I believe actually it's an overseas. I'm going to take a look. I want to say it's in the UK, Ireland. It's based in Ireland. You know, actually a lot of companies have moved their businesses to Ireland. Why? Because of friendlier business environment than what we have here in the United States. Alkermes is the name of the company, ALKS. It's a $3.3 billion market cap company. They have a lot of drugs. One of their big drugs is called Invega Sustenna. What's an Invega Sustenna? Sounds like one of these heirloom tomato types of strains that you can get at Tractor Supply on the weekend. It's actually a drug for schizophrenia. But they have a lot of other drugs in their pipeline. And it's a profitable company. You know, they are expected to make $1.48 in earnings next year per share. Over the last 5 years, Alkermes has been delivering 21% per year to investors. It's ran several laps around the market during the last 5 years. In fact, about six laps around the market. You ever run on a track? It's tough. You know, I usually do about a 4 or 5 mile run several times a week. To go around a track, that's 25 laps, 20 to 25 laps. It gets pretty boring. But along the way, you probably lap a guy a few times, if you're lucky. Or, in my case, you get lapped several times while you're running. And that's no fun. Well, Alkermes has lapped the market six times, just for your information, over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, the market has been delivering 15% per year. That's what the S&P 500 has been doing. Alkermes has been doing 45% per year. Every time it runs by. You ever had some hotshot pass you while you're running and you just go, punk, show off? Now, I don't say it out loud, but I think it. And, hey, you know what? I get passed by women runners all the time. It's humbling to get older, isn't it? Over the last 12 months, Alkermes is up 107%. It's more than doubled. And you're saying, come on, this has got to be a momentum darling. You're going to get me in the same trouble, Gunderson, that the market got into back in the year 2000. Hey, look, Gilead's up today. That's good. When valuations just went out the window, I'm going to tell you, well, no, valuation's the other half of my equation. I'm not a momentum investor. I am. I like momentum, but momentum will only take me two laps of a mile race. Those other two laps have got to be valuation. It's got to be trading at a reasonable PEG ratio. It's got to make sense over time from a valuation point of view, or I'm not interested. What if I show you, Gunderson, a momentum stock, but we're just going to not look at the valuation. Forget about it, because look at this thing flying. I'm going to say, no, now you're talking 2000. Now you're talking the year the NASDAQ got crushed. Now you're talking the year the S&P 500 was trading at a PE ratio of 35. No thanks. No. Nope, don't want that at all. Well, Alkermes currently has a PEG ratio of 0.37, believe it or not. I think maybe the analysts could be just a little bit optimistic on the growth rate of the drugs that Alkermes has in its pipeline. They think this company can grow by 75% per year. You know what? I'm going to tone that way down. But even when I tone it way down, I still come up with a pretty good target price on Alkermes of about 60. And the stock's currently trading at 33. All right. What more do you need, Gunderson? You've got the performance numbers and you've got the valuation numbers. The last arbiter for me is the stock chart. That's the final visual check that I need to make before I make a buy or a sell. So let's take a look at the stock chart. We don't have to do anything fancy, just a one-year chart. You don't need a 45-minute moving average, simple moving average, smooth velocity chart. Just a one-year chart's fine. Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a downtrend? Like gold, like the bond market, like the inverse S&P 500. Those are downtrends. Is it in a sideways trend? Like Apple. Apple's in a sideways trend right now. That's good. At least that's step one. You know, the downtrend has ceased in Apple. Now it's in a sideways trend. It's building support once again. I don't like buying stocks, however, in sideways trends. Is it in an uptrend? Or is it in one of these ugly topping out trends that looks like it's getting ready to roll over? They're the worst kind of all. Alkermes is in a very healthy uptrend. In fact, it just broke out of a two-month consolidation. Broke out yesterday on a day that the market was pretty shaky, and it's breaking out again today. I own Alkermes in the aggressive growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. This Irish company is still one of my favorites. Do I keep a close leash on it? You better believe I do. This is an aggressive stock. But it is a stock that, when I compare it against 3,400 other stocks, gets a Gunderson A rating right now. A-L-K-S. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? Let's take a look at one more stock before the show's over. And, of course, we'll be talking to our friend Craig Brock, who gives us an update on the bond market, those all-important interest rates, Bernanke, the punch pull, all of this stuff that has come front row center this week. If you'd like to get in touch with me, having somebody that's vigilant watching your account for you and putting you, trying to do my best to put you in the best stocks now, you can reach us through our website, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or let's give the 800 number out, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. And, of course, if you want to get on our weekly newsletter list, go to the website, pwstreet.com. Okay, we're going to cover a company that we've covered in the past. If we're going to do it again, that means it's doing pretty well. This is a company out of Calabasas, California, just a little bit north of Los Angeles. It's a company that's a $1.4 billion small-cap growth company. That's a sweet spot in the market right now. They provide permanent and temporary IT, healthcare, and lab support staffing to 5,347 clients via 76 offices in 24 states. It's a temp agency. There's been several temp agencies that have done very well this year. Barrett Business up in the Seattle area has done terrific this year. On Assignment is the one I'm going to talk about here. It's one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. I think there's a lot of things at work here. Yeah, the job market's recovering, but I think a lot of people are using temp agencies right now. They're a little bit afraid of, hiring employees at the current time. Over the last 10 years, On Assignment has delivered 22% per year. Stellar performer. Although it's been dicey. The stock got down to a dollar in 2009, but it's come roaring back. It's now hitting $26. Over the last 5 years, On Assignment's delivered 27% per year. Over the last 3 years, 70% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up 56%. That's very easy information to look up. It's right there on the Best Stocks Now app. I wanted somewhere where I could go and find the returns, just like I can on a mutual fund, but I wanted them on a stock, and I wanted to compare it with the S&P 500. I think, personally, that that's very valuable information. You'd be shocked. Number one, you'd be shocked at how well a lot of companies have done, and you'd be shocked at how poorly a lot of the big name stocks have done. On Assignment, in 2008, when the market was down 38%, On Assignment was only down 19%, so it did a little bit better than the market. Now, from a valuation point of view, well, on a performance point of view, it gets an A. It gets an A grade. Okay, from a valuation point of view, the stock's currently trading at 19 times forward earnings, but it's expected to grow by 19% per year. It gets a PEG ratio of 1.05. When I extrapolate out the earnings over the next 5 years, I come up with a five-year target price of $51, and the stock's currently trading at 26. It gets a value grade of A-. What do we get when we get a strong value grade, when we get a strong performance grade? We get a stock that's worthy of looking at the chart, a one-year chart. It's in a healthy uptrend. It passes all three tests. Out of 3,395 stocks that I follow, it gets a rank of number 31. It gets a grade of A, and it's a stock that I own in my small cap aggressive growth portfolio. On Assignment, ASG, not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. All right, Craig Brock, it's been a wild and woolly week. It seems to be taming down just a little bit here today, but we're still trying to make sense and decipher what the Fed said this past week, aren't we?
Certainly, that's the case that we're trying to do, and every strategist in the land is trying to do the same to find out what exactly did Bernanke mean, because this doesn't make sense that they would start to taper off the asset purchases in the next couple of months. Maybe real estate showing that they should, because of the economic numbers that we had out for both pending sales and new homes this week were fantastic.
Yeah.
But, there's still parts of the economy that are not quite fantastic yet.
No, I mean, you take a look at the jobs picture, and where are we at with GDP right now? 2.5%, somewhere in there? And unemployment, where's unemployment? Where are we at with unemployment these days?
Bill, don't get me started on that. U3 or the U6, a lot of people are dropping off the unemployment line. And you see even these new vehicles, General Motors building vehicles down in Mexico. And these are vehicles that are coming back here. They're not necessarily the ones that are staying there. So, there's some fuzzy math there.
Yeah, real fuzzy math on that unemployment. And he's made it very clear, we're not going to start cutting back on these asset purchases until we feel like the economy is back on its feet and growing again. And, it's his low interest rates that are giving us any growth at all right now. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, absolutely. That is the case. And unless you're Union Pacific, then I suppose you're getting growth from many areas. These real companies are benefiting. But we're quite comfortable here too, just because of what's happening overseas in Japan. Companies like Sony near our office have a lot of people that are engaging to buy real estate now.
Yeah. There's some overseas money. I think China's buying a lot of U.S. real estate too right now, and that's putting pressure. I still say the two best asset classes right now are real estate and equities. I sure wouldn't go near that bond market right now, which means, if you're looking for a loan, sooner rather than later. Where can we reach Greg Brock?
Well, you can certainly phone me at 855-900-3279. But if you'd like to open up an email dialogue before you speak to me, that's perfectly fine. CraigBrock.com. You can find my email address, and you want to check me out on Twitter, Brock Mortgage on Twitter.
All right. Follow Greg Brock wherever he goes. And I know Craig, he carries that cell phone with him all the time. So just give him a call. Look him up if you've got any questions about your mortgage. And if you've got any questions about your stock portfolios, I'm the guy. PWStreet.com. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.